The newest draft of the Republican tax bill released late last night would repeal the Affordable Care Act's requirement that all Americans either purchase health insurance or pay a penalty, the individual mandate. Joining me now from Capitol Hill to look at why this move and now is Reuters correspondent Amanda Becker. Amanda, welcome to On Point. Thanks very much for being here. How did this show up on the table?
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Well, we started to get wind of this yesterday morning that they might at least talk about including a repeal of Obamacare's individual mandate. Then the Republicans had their weekly policy lunch, and as they were coming out, they said that that was the main thing that they had been talking about. And then we heard shortly after from Senator Mitch McConnell that he thought it would help their tax plan along and that they were going to be including it.
This is a kind of twofer for Republicans, right? They need to, under the rules they want to pass this tax plan with, which allowed them to do it with a simple majority, they can increase the deficit by more than $1.5 trillion. That sounds like a lot already, but they're over, I think, in the Senate plan anyway. This would save something like $330, $40 billion over the next decade, I think?
Yes, that's right. And that is one of the reasons, and probably the main reason, that they decided to do this. They were kind of in a pinch. They needed to come up with more money. As you said, they can't go over $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years. And beyond that window, it's not supposed to increase the deficit at all. So this is one thing that they decided to do in this revised plan to bring it within kind of that $1.5 trillion in that space that they're allowed to go to.
Here was Mitch McConnell yesterday in the press conference saying he's optimistic about this helping.
We're optimistic that inserting the individual mandate repeal would be helpful, and that's obviously the view of the Senate Finance Committee Republicans as well.
The Finance Committee Republicans, because, of course, this would help reduce that deficit. Of course, I also see these numbers, Amanda, that would also leave a whole lot more Americans without health insurance at the end of that decade or sooner.
Yes, millions more without insurance. And that, you know, this also, as the Senate Finance Committee has started doing kind of their markup of what's been released, one big point has been, you know, whether this process has been bipartisan or not. And you have Senator Hatch, a Republican who chairs the committee, saying, you know, I've solicited input from all of you, and you have all the Democrats saying that that's not true.
I mean, I think we got past that a long time ago. There's nothing about this that's bipartisan, is there?
Yes, and adding, you know, this repeal of the individual mandate, which could end up, you know, we could see as many as 13 million more people uninsured by 2027, and it really kind of undermines the entire law. This essentially ensures that no Democrat in the Senate is going to consider signing on to this tax legislation.
But all they need is 51, and they got Mike Pence there. It might mean people without health insurance. What would it have ramifications for people who do have insurance? Would it change their premiums if you take that 13 million or more out of the system, Amanda?
So essentially what happens, the point of the individual mandate was to encourage, you know, younger, healthier people to be a part of the insurance pool. And the idea is that will drive down costs for everyone. So if those people now don't face this, you know, payment that they'll have to make for not having insurance, it's estimated that the cost of these policy premiums could go up 10% annually over the next decade. So it probably will lead to more expensive health insurance for people in Obamacare marketplaces.
Democrats quick to jump on that. Yesterday, here was Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan telling reporters how she thought killing the individual mandate as part of the tax plan would affect health insurance coverage.
After their failed attempts to repeal the Affordable Care Act, what we just heard from Republican leadership is that they're threatening to use this tax bill to undermine health insurance coverage for millions of Americans and drive up their premiums.
Amanda Becker with Reuters. So let's look first at that. Would this be like the, you know, the nail in the coffin on Obamacare? Would this sink it?
It certainly wouldn't do much to help it or to fix any of the problems they've been trying to fix with it. Now, several senators have also already pointed out, Republican senators, that the reason it might be okay to do this now when they wouldn't have voted for it before is that they're also considering bipartisan legislation, the Alexander Murray bill in the Senate, that would kind of shore up some of these exchanges. And so they're saying if we do these things at the same time, it might be okay to go ahead and repeal the individual mandate.
But What about the chances for passage of the tax bill itself? Does this make it more or less likely that this great big package goes through?
Until yesterday, I would have guessed that it would have made it more difficult. However, I do not think that Republican leadership would have agreed to put this in if they hadn't already spoken to some of the senators who might be on the fence and gotten assurances that this would not be a deal breaker for them.
So you're saying it makes it more likely to go through, and that would mean the tax bill, with all of its implications that we've talked about, and a big blow to the Affordable Care Act at the same time.
That would be the effect. I hate to predict the chances of things in Congress because it's been so unpredictable over the last year or so. But I do think that this is probably an indication that a couple of the senators, you know, at least one, who, you know, voted against repeal in the past might be willing to do this in tax reform.
And all of this on a very fast track. Republicans want it done and done soon. Amanda Becker with Reuters, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.